All right, everyone, get ready, because today we're taking a deep dive into the world of Irish long-term care.
Definitely a hot topic lately.
It is, and for good reason. We've gotten so many requests from you all to dig into what it's really like to be a director of nursing in Ireland, you know, running a nursing home.
And we've got the goods for this deep dive.
We really do. The big one, this report from the Royal College of Surgeons, it's like the Bible for this deep dive.
It's extensive.
Commissioned by the leading healthcare provider, SkillMet. They went all out. They talked to dons, of course.
Which is what they're called in the report, by the way. Dons stands for Director of Nursing.
Right. Handy to know.
Yeah.
They talked to nursing homeowners, even got the perspective from HIQA.
HIQA is always in the mix when it comes to healthcare standards.
For sure. So we're talking staffing nightmares, the struggle to balance budgets, and what it's really like to deal with those HIQA inspections.
It's a lot more nuanced than people might think.
Way more. So buckle up, because we are going deep.
Deep dive time.
Okay, so first things first. Mm. When you picture a director of nursing, what comes to mind? Long hours, tough decisions. It's got to be one of the most demanding jobs in healthcare.
Absolutely. And this report really gets into the weeds of just how challenging it can be.
Especially when it comes to staffing. That seems to be the biggest headache.
It's a massive issue. The report uses the words severe shortages and high turnover.
And it's not just a case of, oh, it's tough to find good staff everywhere. This is systemic, right?
Right. It goes back to the whole public versus private sector competition in healthcare. A lot of nurses, they start their careers in private care homes.
Get that experience out of their belts.
Exactly. And then what happens? They make the jump to the public sector.
Better pay, better benefits, I'd imagine.
You got it. So you've got these dons. They're constantly having to onboard and train new staff.
While trying to maintain these really high standards of care.
Right. And then on top of that, they're dealing with tight budgets. It's no wonder this report found such high levels of stress and burnout among dons.
It sounds exhausting. I mean, imagine trying to do your job with, like, one hand tied behind your back.
That's a good way to put it. The report even mentions this recent ESRI study found big differences in funding between public and private care homes.
It's not exactly a level playing field.
Not even close. And then, just to add another layer of complexity, you've got HIQA.
Right. HIQA inspections, everyone's favorite.
I was going to say, bens just love those.
I can't imagine they're a walk in the park.
So this is actually one of the things that surprised me most in the report.
Oh.
It turns out a lot of dons actually want more support from HIQA, not less.
Really? That's not what I would have expected.
It seems counterintuitive, right? But they get it. They understand why HIQA regulations are there.
They want the best for their residents at the end of the day.
Exactly. It's about ensuring quality care. Where they struggle is with the how. Like, how do they actually implement these sometimes complex regulations?
And I'm guessing those inspections, they can be pretty intense.
You bet. So it's less about wanting HIQA to go easier on them and more about needing clearer guidance, more practical support.
Instead of just a laundry list of rules, give them the tools and support to actually use those rules effectively.
Exactly. There's even a specific recommendation in the report about setting up dedicated support channels for dons.
So they have someone to call when they have a question instead of trying to interpret the rule book like it's ancient Greek.
That makes sense, right? I mean, you wouldn't send someone hiking in the Wicklow Mountains without a map and compass, would you?
And HIQA regulations, that's a whole other kind of wilderness.
It can feel that way sometimes, but the need for support, it doesn't stop with HIQA. The report also found this real lack of consistent support within the nursing homes themselves, especially in the private sector.
So we're talking about the internal structure of these nursing homes now.
Right. Think about things like proper HR departments, structured mentorship programs for new dons.
Even just having a supervisor who checks in regularly, not just about work stuff, but how you're actually coping.
It all boils down to creating this environment where dons feel supported, listened to, valued.
Because they're human beings too, right?
Yeah.
Not just superheroes expected to shoulder all this responsibility without any support.
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, a supported don means better care for the residents.
100%. The report actually found a strong link between good support structures, how satisfied dons are in their jobs, and the overall quality of care in the nursing home.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
If you're drowning in stress and paperwork, something's got to give.
And it's often the quality of care that suffers. But when dons feel supported, they can focus on what matters most to the residents.
It's that whole you can't pour from an empty cup thing.
Exactly. And the report spends a lot of time talking about how to fill those cups, so to speak. One of the big ones is tailored education.
Okay, so not just general nursing stuff, but training that's really specific to the challenges Dawn's face.
Spot on. Things like management skills, conflict resolution, because let's be real, nursing homes can be high-stress environments.
And there's the financial side of things, which is a whole other beast.
Right, and the legalities of elder care, navigating HIQA regulations, the list goes on.
So much to know.
And the reality is, many Dawns, they're kind of thrown in the deep end. They've got the nursing expertise, but they might not have the management or leadership background.
Learning on the job while also doing a million other things.
Recipe for disaster, or at least burnout. The report's really pushing for more training programs specifically designed for Dawns, giving them the tools they need to succeed.
Empowering them to be the best leaders they can be. And it's not just about formal training, is it? The report also talks about the power of peer support, like mentorship programs.
Huge, especially for new Dawns. Imagine being able to pick the brain of someone who's been there, done that, got the t-shirt.
Someone who gets the unique pressures of the job.
Exactly. They can offer advice, share strategies, even just be a listening ear. It's about building a sense of community, you know?
So you don't feel like you're out there on your own trying to navigate this crazy maze.
Because it can feel pretty isolating sometimes. The report makes a good point, though, that while those informal networks are great, having structured mentorship programs can be even more effective.
More intentional, maybe.
Yeah, like pairing up a seasoned Dawn with someone who's new to the role. There's a real value in that kind of structured support.
It's about passing on that knowledge, that experience. But okay, we've talked a lot about support, but what about concrete solutions? What needs to change to make this a more sustainable career path?
Well, the report's pretty blunt. Staff retention has got to be a top priority.
Can't keep losing experienced Dawns to burnout or better paying jobs.
And the reasons for that, they're not a mystery. Work-life balance, competitive pay, clear opportunities for advancement.
People need to see a future in long-term care, not just a dead end.
Exactly. And it's not just about keeping the Dawns we have. It's about attracting new talent.
Getting those bright young nurses excited about a career in long-term care.
And that's where the report really pushes for a greater focus on gerontological nursing as a specialty.
Which it absolutely is. The level of care that older adults need, it's so specialized.
100%. And with an aging population, the demand for these skills is only going to increase.
We need more nurses who are passionate about caring for older adults.
And we need to give them the training, the resources, the recognition they deserve. This report really hammers that point home.
It's about elevating the entire profession, not just for the nurses themselves, but for the well-being of our older population.
And that elevation, it has to extend to the entire care team, by the way.
You're talking about the healthcare assistants, the HCAs?
Yeah, those folks are the backbone of long-term care.
They're the ones providing that day-to-day, hands-on care.
And their roles are often overlooked and undervalued. The report talks about empowering HCAs, giving them more opportunities for professional development, even rethinking traditional management structures.
So instead of being stuck, they can see a future in long-term care, a chance to grow their skills.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that everyone on that care team plays a vital role.
It's a team effort, after all. And when everyone feels valued and supported, everyone benefits.
Absolutely. Residents get better care, staff are happier and more fulfilled, and the entire system becomes more sustainable.
Yeah, it's about moving away from that old school, top-down approach.
Definitely. The report actually uses the phrase rethinking traditional management structures.
Which can be tough, right? Like turning a giant ship around.
It takes time, for sure. But it's about shifting the mindset, focusing on collaboration, recognizing the value that every single person brings to the table.
Because ultimately, everyone's working towards the same goal, right? Providing the best possible care for older adults.
Exactly. It's not about us and them. It's about we. We're all in this together.
So, having really dug into this report, what are your biggest takeaways? What needs to happen to make Irish long-term care, you know, all that it can be?
Well, first off, we have to acknowledge the elephant in the room. There are some serious challenges facing the system.
Staffing being a big one, obviously.
Huge. And the funding disparities between public and private care, that needs to be addressed.
Definitely not a sustainable situation.
Not at all. But, and this is crucial, I think the report does a good job of highlighting the solutions too.
Because it's not all doom and gloom, is it?
Absolutely not. It all comes down to recognizing the value of long-term care and the people who dedicate their lives to it.
These are the folks caring for our parents, our grandparents, maybe even ourselves someday.
Exactly. So we need to invest in them, give them the support they need to thrive, not just survive.
Because when they thrive, everyone benefits.
100%. And it starts with things like competitive pay, better work-life balance, opportunities for career advancement.
Making long-term care a more attractive career path.
Exactly. And then there's the whole education piece, making sure dons have the training and support they need to be effective leaders.
Because that's what they are, leaders.
Absolutely. And they're leading a team, so we need to empower those teams too. The HCAs, everyone involved in providing that care.
It's a collective effort, for sure.
100%. And it's not just about ticking boxes. It's about a fundamental shift in how we view and value long-term care in this country.
I love that. So, to our listeners, many of whom I know are deeply passionate about this topic, what can they do? Where do we go from here?
Well, first off, if you haven't already, read the full report. We'll link to it in the show notes.
It's long, but it's worth it.
It really is. And then talk about it. Share it with your friends, your family, your elected officials.
Because these issues, they affect all of us.
Every single one of us. And the more we talk about them, the more likely we are to find solutions.
Solutions that benefit everyone. Well, on that note, I think we've done our deep dive for today.
We really went deep on that one.
We did. But as always, we've just scratched the surface. This is a conversation that needs to continue.
Absolutely. And we want to hear from you, our listeners. What are your thoughts? What are your experiences?
Share your stories. Keep the conversation going. Because together, we can create a better future for long-term care in Ireland. Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and keep those questions coming.